The wait is over for fans of the acclaimed mystery, sci-fi, fantasy, thriller, drama. I could really just keep going on. There are so many ways to describe the TV show Lost. Another way to describe the show is slow, as in its production schedule. Fans had to wait 8 months for the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815 to return. Now, non-fans of the show, eager for something new to watch in this writer's strike dry spell, have some catching up to do if they can.
Yes. Allison, as a public service,
yes,
I would like to provide an official spoiler alert. You, because I've never seen the show, don't have any idea about it except I know who the writer guy is, and that guy from Party of Five is on it. But we're going to talk about the episode that aired last night. So if you have TiVo'd it and are going to watch it later, please put on your earmuffs or just don't turn the show off. Just put it on mute, because here comes some information you don't want to have. For everybody else, stay tuned.
On the line is Alan Sepinwall, who writes all TV blog for the New Jersey Star-Ledger, and a lucky guy. He got to see the Lost premiere a week ago. He's been living with this. He's even seen next week's show. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that I could finally talk about it with you.
All right. We've got somebody else to talk about it in studio. Here to assist us is the BPP's resident Lost lover, Wynn Rosenfeld, who is also our video producer. Hi, Wynn.
Hey, guys. Hi, Alan.
I asked Wynn yesterday in the elevator, hey, Wynn, can you give us an assist on this? And you were like, yeah. So yeah. We've got an excited fan in the studio, Alan. I have a question, though, for you as a journalist. Is it possible to watch this season if all you know about the show is that there was a plane crash and the people are on this weird island where supernatural things happen?
It's possible. You're going to be missing out a whole lot, both in terms of the plot and who the characters are and big emotional moments. There's a scene last night where a character, you know, runs into a shack. And if you don't know what the shack is, it's not a big deal.
Well, look at Wynn. What was that for, Wynn?
It was a chilling moment there. It's just,
I've never even seen the show, and my blood ran cold.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, that was really the fulcrum of the episode. There was when Hurley goes to the
he's the big guy.
He's the big guy, yeah. And he goes to the cabin in the middle of the woods where the mysterious leader of the others, the Jacob, who is maybe a ghost, maybe a vision, maybe the embodiment of the island. Maybe Jack's father. He did look a little like Jack's father last night. Actually, in the profile. Yeah.
The big guy has remained big despite the fact that he's stranded on a desert island. Is that?
Yeah. Well, and you know, they actually tried to explain it last season by having him have a secret stash of Twinkies.
Oh. Which incidentally came up from the blogs about Lost, that the fans were like, how come this guy has been on an island for 70 days and hasn't dropped any? So, Alan, for people who want to get caught up, what's the best way to do that? If you're thinking, okay, I've got these 8 fresh seasons of a supposedly very good TV show, how do I get caught up?
Well, you know, conveniently, there's the first 3 seasons on DVD.
Well, there you go.
And especially right now during the strike, it's not like there's a lot else to watch.
Now, what did you think in terms of this episode? Because you wrote in your blog the final episode of season 3, Through the Looking Glass, was one of the finest Lost episodes in Lost history. Did last night, did it let you down, or did it live up to what you think about the show?
Well, it lived up to what I thought about Through the Looking Glass. I thought most of the previous season was kind of bad and dragged in a lot of spots and had a lot of problems. But the producers seemed to have figured out what they were doing wrong, and they fixed it, and they've come back really, really strong.
How about as a fan, Wynn? Did last night's episode satisfy you?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, the central tension of Lost is that are these people going to get off the island? And that's what keeps you watching for the first 3 seasons. The end of the last season, you find out that actually the whole episode is a flash forward. And so as a fan, I was really worried this season that where's the tension? You know, these people, you know they're going to get off, and they managed to pull it off. No, Alan?
Yeah, no, because among other things, we now find out that not all of them get off. So that right there creates a lot of suspense.
Well, from last night, at the end of the episode, Hurley, the big fat guy, and Jack from Party of Five, they're playing a game of horse.
Horizontally challenged, not big fat guy.
Well, he is. Fat's not necessarily a bad word. We learned that on the show last week.
You don't know.
That's true. Well, anyway, their conversation turned quite serious. Let's play the tape.
I'm sorry, Wynn Locke. I should have stayed with you. It's water under the bridge, man. I don't think we did the right thing, Jack. I think he wants us to come back.
Hurley, And it's going to do everything it can.
We're never going back.
Never say never, dude.
So these two guys have gotten off the island and they might go back?
Yep. I mean, that's the brilliant thing about the flash forwards is that they can get the story all the way to a point where we see them off the island, and then they can go back to the island all over again. We don't know what's going to happen.
Never say never, dude.
In terms of next week's episode, because we know you've seen it, without giving away any spoilers, can you whet our appetites a little bit? Give us something, you know, that we might just hold on to?
Well, in the first episode, at the very end of it, we saw a guy fall out of a helicopter. He's one of the people from the freighter who are allegedly there to rescue them. And we're going to meet three other people from the freighter, and we're actually going to get a few flashbacks to who they were before they got to the island and find out why they're there.
So we have new characters introduced. I think that's actually something that's kind of interesting about the show. I don't know that much, but they somehow manage to keep introducing new characters. It's not like Gilligan and Marianne and the professor who we got to know so well over those years.
It's more like Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
Well, I think the Harlem Globetrotters are on one of the
on this island by now.
There's how many people on the island by now?
I would guess at least a few hundred.
Wow.
The fastest growing island.
So, Wynn, tell us what you're looking forward to about these eight seasons. I know eight episodes. I know it's a shortened season, but
I want a little resolution. I want to understand who are the Oceanic Six. Why did six of the folks decide to come off the island, and what kept the other people behind? You know, what's the what would ever make anybody who is stranded on an island with such magical and strange powers stay there?
You've got seven episodes. Maybe they'll tell you. Wynn Rosenfeld,
come on, writers. Come on, writers. Come on, producers.
Alan Sepinwall writes All TV Blog for the New Jersey Star Ledger. Hey, thanks for filling us in, Alan.
My pleasure.
The Bryant Park Project is directed by Jacob Gans.
Staff includes Dan Pashman, Ian Chilog, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, Pauline Bartolone.
Oh, we're not going to get to everybody. Trish is our editor. Laura edits the blog. Matt's the senior producer. Sharon's the EP. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.